thank you once again for tuning in to the New Testament Baptist Confession Podcast. This is a ministry of the Brandon Baptist Tabernacle in Brandon, Florida. I'm Brad Bailey, the pastor of Brandon Baptist Tabernacle, and we are picking up today with paragraph number 7 on the New Testament Baptist Confession website, which, by the way, if you'd like to visit that website, is newtestamentbaptists.com. That's New Testament Baptist with an S.com. You can visit the website and take advantage of the resources that are there. They are numerous, so visit us today, newtestamentbaptists.com. Paragraph 7 of the New Testament Baptist Confession reads as follows: Our hearts are open to our wayward brethren in this matter. And that is punctuated with an exclamation point. With scriptural grounds and practices, no professing brother will be denied opportunity to and occasion to consider and debate the contents of this confession. We do desire that contentions be laid to rest in the name of Christ, so that we all may walk humbly with our God, Micah chapter 6, verse 8. We do not desire to spend our breath in fruitless complaints about the evils of others, but we seek to begin at home, to reform our own hearts and ways. Then we pray that others of like faith will be inspired to influence precious brethren who may have deceived themselves by trusting to a form of godliness without power. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 5. So as you can see, this is a strongly worded paragraph once again, and it opens with an exclamation. Our hearts are open to our wayward brethren in this matter. I want that to be made crystal clear that we do not believe that independent fundamental Baptist pastors, preachers, evangelists, missionaries, mission boards, churches, we do not believe that any of these are our enemies. We believe that they are our brethren, and we believe that due to that, we have a responsibility as New Testament Baptists to reach out to these people in compassion, to reach out to these people in a spirit of love. We cannot expect that to be reciprocated traditionally among independent fundamental Baptists. When error is pointed out, it is often challenged by a bad attitude or challenged with mudslinging. We will not engage in that. That is not our desire. That's not our ambition. That has already been experienced because of the New Testament Baptist Confession. We have had numerous allegations that have been made against us personally. As a church, me personally, as a pastor, some of our staff members here in the church have been accused. Many of those things are unfounded. In fact, I am confident to say that all of those things are unfounded. Our motives are indeed pure, and our hearts are open, as it is stated here in the opening exclamation of paragraph number 7. With scriptural grounds and practices, no professing brother will be denied opportunity and occasion to consider and debate the contents of this confession. Now, this is one of our distinctives. This is one of the things that sets us aside from independent Baptists. Debate and consideration are not some of their qualities. They oftentimes resist debate. They oftentimes resist anyone who has any kind of a complaint or a contention or a challenge, it may be, to what they are teaching or preaching. And they oftentimes do this, again, because, as we stated last week, they are in many cases adverse to anything that challenges the authority of their pastor, that challenges the authority of their high-handed leadership. And so we are taking the opposite stand. We are saying that if you have problems with the New Testament Baptist Confession, we are happy to engage in two-way conversation. We will not stand behind a pulpit and blast you. We will not stand behind a pulpit in a one-way conversation and absolutely degrade those who are fundamental Baptists. That's not our intentions. But at the same time, we expect that same respect from independent Baptists, that you will not stand behind a pulpit and blast us either. Now, we can't control you, but we can control us. We wanted to make it clear early in the confession that no one will be denied an opportunity and occasion to consider and debate the contents of this confession. The confession is not an infallible document. The confession is based on Scripture, but it is not Scripture. And so we understand that modifications may need to be made. Those modifications and those edits have already taken place, and we're happy to edit the confession if we believe that a substantial complaint can be registered and that a legitimate debate can be had to prove that something in the confession is not biblically accurate. We're breaking with tradition, we're breaking with personality, we're breaking with loyalties. Those are not grounds to change the confession. It is only when someone can bring book, chapter, and verse from Scripture that we will entertain a debate. But nevertheless, we are eager to do that. We do desire, the third sentence says, that contentions be laid to rest in the name of Christ so that we all may walk humbly with our God. This is not the first thing that we're going to walk into the room with. I am continuing to attend Independent Baptist meetings. I'm continuing to attend Independent Baptist pastors' fellowships, camp meetings, so on and so forth. I've been invited to preach in these, and I'm happy to accept the invitation to come to these meetings. And I don't walk in waving the confession and saying this is the new and living way. That's not the motivation that we have at all. We only want to be able to rest in the name of Christ. We want to be able to cease contentions so that we may walk humbly every man with his God, Micah chapter 6 and verse number 8. Then the fourth sentence in paragraph number 7, we do not desire to spend our breath in fruitless complaints about the evils of others, but we seek to begin at home to reform our own hearts and ways. This is such an important point. It can't be minimized and it can't be ignored. The survival of the New Testament Baptist Confession actually hinges on this point. We are not interested in fruitless debate. We are not interested in entering into an arena or a debate with someone who has already said they are unwilling to change. If that's going to be the case, then we have another policy. It is a very sound biblical policy taken from the book of Jude, in which we will make attempts to change the mind of someone who may be on dangerous doctrinal ground or in dangerous doctrinal territory. But our opening outreach with the New Testament Baptist Confession is quite simply to reach out to someone who is eager to listen, eager and willing to hear the points of the confession, and possibly to modify their path based on the contents of the confession, which is based on God's Word. So fruitless discussions are going to be avoided. Complaints about the evils of others, that is not our motivation in the confession. We do not desire to hash out scandal and all those types of things that have taken place among either New Testament Baptists or among the Fundamental Baptists. We do not desire to get into those things unless they have direct connection to the stand of God's Word and proving the point of Scripture. So we desire to begin at home to reform our hearts and ways. Then we pray that others of like faith will be inspired to influence precious brethren who may have deceived themselves by trusting to a form of godliness without power. And the scriptural citation there is 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 5. It is my belief that the personality-driven, cult-like following of Fundamental Baptists is running out of steam. It has died because of its own weight. It has collapsed in itself, imploded into itself. And the reason I think that this is taking place is because some of the main leaders that people have tagged as the forefathers of fundamentalism, or as the new poster child, poster children of fundamentalism. Many of these people, it has been discovered, are buried in scandal and are buried in litigation, currently, presently in litigation because of poor decisions, unwise decisions that have been made decade after decade after decade in ministries. Decisions to cover up sex abuse scandals, decisions to cover up financial scandal. Those things abound among independent fundamental Baptists. And because of that, they are sort of withering on the vine. And that has been what we choose to describe here as godliness without power, a form of godliness without power, as it is described in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 5. So this movement has been discovered to be, in the long term, it has been discovered to be toxic. It has been discovered to be anti-biblical in many of its applications. And that is the motivation of the New Testament Baptist Confession, to call attention to that and to seek for the church to turn from these ways and get back to the center line of God's Word. You can read the entire confession for yourself at newtestamentbaptists.com. When you visit that website, there's other resources you can take advantage of as well. If you'd like to speak with us here, you can send an email to info@newtestamentbaptist.com. That's info@newtestamentbaptist.com. Those all go straight to our inbox. We're glad to receive those, glad to answer your questions or concerns. If I could just very briefly, by the way, add, one of the sections on newtestamentbaptist.com is given to those who are curious about the confession, have questions about the confession, or even oppose the confession. And you can find that section very, very helpful. There are people who have raised questions, and we have answered those questions in a spirit of meekness and a spirit of instruction on the website. So visit it today, newtestamentbaptists.com. Once again, Pastor Brad Bailey with you. Join us again next time as we enjoy the New Testament Baptist podcast.